Good morning. I'm Anthony Garcia, in for Charlie Swanson on this morning's Sonoma Spotlight. In the spotlight this morning, musician Sarah Baker talking about her new CD, Baker's Dozen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us about your music and your history.
Okay, well, I've been around Sonoma County for quite a while. The Bay Area, I came out in 73, so I'm from Tennessee originally. And so I just love the music community here. But I hadn't made an album for quite a while.
When was the last one?
It was in 95.
Wow.
I wrote a string quartet during that time, and I also put out an album from my New Mexico band. My husband has a press, Jackson's Press, and he put out an album of Dolly and the Llama Mountain Boys. So I had put out things, but I was working on my PhD, so I wasn't out playing a lot and writing a lot. But I had made some tapes on Fostek 16 tracks.
And for those of you who don't know, those are multi-channel tape recorders.
Right. Exactly. Old school.
Yes.
So I had a master and a slave tape, and I found these tapes, and I decided that the music was really good, and I wanted to use it as a basis for a new album. So I, you know, got them transferred and digitized and started my new album, which I now am putting out. And I put some new songs on it, of course. But they've matched pretty well, so I'm calling it a retrospective. I'm saying it's my arc of my life over the last few years. So,
how do you feel like your songwriting has changed throughout those years?
Well, certainly it has matured. I'm not quite as angry. I'm a little less angry than I was when I was young. I was way more of a rocker then and a screamer as far as an artist. And now I've mellowed out a bit. So I like both sides. I don't have a preference. I think the work really, it's still me. It hasn't changed so much that you think, oh, this is a totally different person. No, it's just someone who's grown up a little bit, I'd say.
And what genres do you cover?
Well, I say that it's soul blues with a blues rock edge.
What kind of instrumentation do you use?
I do have a preference for horns and guitars, but I'm a pianist, so all my songs are based, you know, in piano, because that's how I write. But I usually don't feature it. I usually have featured horn player or, you know, like a tenor sax. I love sax. And Rob Suddeth is featured on this album. He's just awesome. And then Mark Caron, my guitarist on the album, he's on a lot of it, and so is Garth Weber. And these are both stellar guitarists. Drums, of course, and bass. I've had the same bassist for the whole time, the whole 25 years. Oh, yeah, and I play clavinet on a couple of songs. My husband just reminded me.
Great. And tell us about your upcoming shows.
Well, I'm sitting in with the Pulsators on New Year's Eve at Redwood Cafe. So, you know, come on down. It's going to be a lot of fun. I always have a great time with them. Then in March, I have a show at the Occidental Center for the Arts. I believe that's on the 20th, but not sure, but I think it's the 20th. Anyway, look for me. It's during Women's History Month, so I usually have, like, almost an all-female band for that one. But I don't know what the personnel will be, but it's always a lot of fun.
And then How can people find your music?
They can go to the Last Record Store. I recommend that if you want the physical CD. You can also get it on iTunes and on Amazon Music. CD Baby, you can get it. So it's available pretty much on all the platforms. You can get it from me if you want an autograph copy.
Ooh.
You can email me at Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, at SarahBakerStudios.com. Or you can, you know, you can message me on Facebook, Sarah Baker Music.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for joining us, Sarah.
Thank you for having me.
And again, I've been joined by Sarah Baker, who has the new album Baker's Dozen, a retrospect of her music. I'm Anthony Garcia, in for Charlie Swanson on this morning's Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.